I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Friday, July 1st. Foul play is not suspected in connection with the discovery of two bodies behind the Quirk Nissan auto dealer on Southern Artery in Quincy yesterday. First responders found the victims at around 10 a.m. yesterday morning. Police and the district attorney's office are investigating. Quincy police have a suspect in connection with three tires being slashed on a vehicle parked on President's Lane in Quincy Center early today. Officers responded to a call at 4 a.m. on 911 on a report of somebody slashing tires. Suspect had fled the scene. The City of Quincy's Welcome Center recently opened in the Monroe Building in Quincy Center. The center offers free visitors' guides, maps, and brochures with information about historic attractions, shopping and dining options in the city, and more. The annual Squantum Road Race will be held Saturday. Registration begins at 9:30, with the race starting at 10. It starts and ends at the Squantum Fire Station. There will be T-shirts, medals for children, and trophies for the winners. State Representative Bruce Ayers sponsors the event to raise money for the Squantum 4th of July Parade, the event being held in memory of Squantum community activist Frank J. Buckley. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Friday, July 1st.